It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another powerful message entitled The Flesh, F-L-E-S-H. The flesh is at war. Have you ever been in conflict? You know, that place where you're torn on the inside, where you want to do what's right. You desire to please God, but there's another side of you that's warring against the things of God, warring against His righteousness, warring against what's the right thing to do. The flesh is at war. Have you ever found it difficult to stay on the straight and the narrow path? I mean, you find yourself zigzagging all across the paths, all in the lanes, all in the meadows, all out there with the cows, instead of being on that straight and that narrow path. The flesh is at war. Have you ever felt that gentle tug, that gentle nudge from the Holy Spirit? See, the Holy Spirit is very gentle. Some people say it's like having a gentleman in your presence. Not going to be forceful, not going to be loud, not going to be bodacious or demanding, but just a gentle nudge. Don't say anything. Just a gentle nudge. Don't go there. And you found yourself not listening to that gentle nudge and found out it was God leading you in a different direction. The flesh is at war. You see, there's a war going on. And I want my radio listener audience to understand and know, especially those who really, really want to serve God and really, really want to go into another place of maturity in the things of God. I mean, you are hungry. You love God. Get ready. Don't even turn this down. Hold on. Your flesh is at war. And when you find out what the enemy is, and you find out what's really going on, and you find out how to get out of that situation, you're going to find yourself growing. Get your pen, get your paper, get your iPads, get everything together. We're going to dive into several scriptures. You're going to need something that you can just kind of take notes and keep those scriptures and then go back and digest on them and chew on it. Oh my God, I am so excited because somebody that's listening to this broadcast have already made up in your mind, I want to grow. I want to mature. I want to get past some craziness in my life. Hold on, your time is now. As we go into the flesh is at war, let's look up the definition of flesh. F-L-E-S-H. We're going to define it, then we're going to break it down, then we're going into several scriptures. So I do believe that this is going to turn out to be like a four-part series. So you're going to have to tune in for the next month or so, because we're really going to take a deep dive in. We're really going to grow. So look at somebody, say, it's time to grow. We're going to grow into the things of God. We're going to grow into the knowledge of God. My God, we're going to grow. We're going to get past some of the elementary things, some of the things that, you know, have you ever seen a human grow? I know we're human beings, right? And it's just something about a cute little baby. When they do certain things, you're not upset because they're a cute little baby and they're learning and they're growing. And once that baby becomes a toddler and then it becomes like a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, you expect that as that child grows and continue to grow, you expect certain behaviors to just go away. I mean, you just don't do it. You don't take a 7-year-old and say, now it's time for party. Let's go to the party. Let's come on, do number one or do number two. No, not a 7-year-old. You expect a 7-year-old to be able to go to the men's room or the ladies' room, do what they need to do, wash your hands and come out. I know it's real. It's real today, but it's time to understand that the things of God and what displeases God and what's not of the Holy Spirit. My God, somebody say the flesh is at war. So what's the biblical definition of the flesh? And we'll make it really, really simple for you, because I don't want to take a deep dive and lose some people, right? So we want to make it simple. From a biblical perspective, the flesh is that which is contrary to the spirit, or that which is contrary to the Holy Spirit. And then you could take a look at Galatians 5 and 17. So jot that down. Galatians 5 and 17. Just jot it down. We're going to be covering some scriptures. The flesh and the spirit are two opposing forces that exist within a believer. Okay? So I'm thinking that most of my radio listening audience are believers. I mean, you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm sure there are some out there that's still searching, and I'm sure there are some that's out there just kind of tuned in on this broadcast. That, ooh, what's that? That's interesting. You're all included in this, okay? So once you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit takes residence within you, then there's a war that begins on the inside of you. Prior to your walk with Christ, prior to your acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there was really kind of somewhat not a war. The flesh pretty much had its way unless your conscience convicted you of doing something. And it depends on how far down the road you went and how far deep you went into certain acts and whatever, your conscience begins to become seared. Let me break it down a little bit. Is everybody okay? Have you ever seen certain acts and you go, I can't believe they're doing it? I mean, common sense would tell you. I mean, oh, I can't believe they're coming out of, I just don't believe I see what I see, right? And that's because there has been a progression of getting to that depth. Usually when a person does something and if it's not right, you feel it. You go, oh, I'm wrong for that. I'm wrong for that. I'm not saying someone is necessarily say that I received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm talking about somebody who may be on their spiritual journey, still haven't made a total commitment. But you and I know that there are things that we do that we feel convicted. We kind of innately know that that is wrong. That's called your conscience. See, everyone has a conscience. But the Bible teaches us that if you continuously sin against your conscience, sin against that thing on the inside of you, which is your conscience, that's telling you is wrong, that your conscience becomes seared, the Bible explains it, as with a hot iron. And then those things that used to convict you, and those things that you just can see yourself doing, you'll find yourself doing it and look up and say, how in the world did I get to this place? But real quick, I want you to know the way out of that place, because I'm talking about it. The way out of that place of decadence is what? Lord, I need help. My God. So you know you're in the right place. I need somebody out there right now. Put your hands up and say, Lord, I need help out of this place. Have you ever found yourself, you wanted to stop, but you couldn't stop? You wanted to not say it, but you just couldn't hold your peace, and it was not good. Now, there are times when you're a believer and someone starts talking about the goodness of the Lord and how good it is. Your amen is something that you couldn't hold back. Your thank you, Jesus, was something that you couldn't hold back. You couldn't hold your peace in that area. But then there's another side of couldn't hold your peace and somebody ended up in jail. The flesh is at war. So from a biblical perspective, the flesh is that which is contrary to the spirit. See Galatians 5 and 17. Like I said, just write that down. We're going to be going through a 4-part series and you'll be able to catch up. The flesh and the spirit are two opposing forces that exist within a believer. The spirit is just that, the Holy Spirit. The flesh is the part of a believer that disagrees with the spirit. When a believer's old self, sometimes called the old man, is crucified, by this Paul means brought to the faith in Christ, in his redemptive work on the cross, the spirit indwells in the believer and a new man is created. Somebody say, I feel brand new. See, and I'm going to pause right there. I'm going to pause that right there. Don't settle for less. than God's very best for you. Let's say if you say, well, I received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and there's nothing new about you. Everything is just still the same. They begin to seek God more because he has something much better than that for you. He has the kind of renewal that you know you've been changed. You know you don't desire the same things. You know you want to do what's right. And you feel a urging to function in a place that Jesus Christ is glorified. Look at somebody say, don't settle for less. And so it said, this new nature or this new man is now in conflict with the flesh. Because the new man, it's on the side of the spirit. Paul describes this conflict in Romans chapter 7. So in your private study, I want you to read Romans chapter 7 and Romans chapter 8. And just ask the Lord, Lord, please enlighten my understanding that I may understand what I'm reading in your private time. Don't start now. We're going to keep on with this scripture. Okay? The flesh is at war. So how do you know when you're walking in your flesh? Get your pen, get your paper, get your iPad or whatever and say, this how it looks walking in the flesh. I know that may not sound right, but write something close to that down. This is how it looks when I'm walking in my flesh. See, because if we understand it, the Bible says with all your getting, get what? Understanding. So the Bible answers the questions this way. Now, the deeds of the flesh, and you're going to find that in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, so you can kind of turn to it real quick. The Bible says what? Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are what? Immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, or anything that's close to that, of which I will forewarn you, and I'm with Galatians 5, 19 through 21, just as I have forewarned you, that those things, those who practice such things, will not, somebody say, will not, highlight will not, draw a red pen around will not, look at it quick. Will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, the Bible lets us know in the last days, it's going to be a lot of lying prophets, a lot of spirits of delusion, a lot of people going to tell you that portion of scripture is not true. But the Bible is true.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.